We are holding Masechet Menachos. The first Mishnah starts off, Kol HaMenachos, all the Menachos, Shenikmetzu, Shalom Rishmon, even though B'Shas Tekoy makes the Kemitza. Like we know by a Mincha, let's say usually have flour and oil mixed together, and now the Kohen has to take his hand and take a handful out of it. That's called the Kemitza. And we'll see later on, it's really only the middle three fingers full of it. And with the thumb, he rubs it off, and with the pinky, he rubs it off. That's called the Kemitza. And that's the first Avodah in the, by a Mincha. Just like by a Korban, there's first a Shechita. So Kenegia, the Shechita by a Mincha, is the Kemitza. So let's say B'Shas Tekoyin is doing the Kemitza. He has in mind, Shalom Lishmon, Lamosha, let's say, is bringing a Minchas Machavas. A Minchas Machavas is supposed to be like in a frying pan. And he has in mind now to do it, L'Shei Macheshes, which is a mincha brought in a deep pan that fries much deeper. So, the loch is still the mincha is kosher. Ela only, shlei onu labailu mishum chayva, that the owner is not mekayim his neder. If he made a neder to bring a machavas, and now b'shas he made, the kohen made a kemitza, he had a mind to bring it l'shem macheshes, so the owner is not mekayim his chayv. But the mincha itself is kosher, that the kohen has the right to burn the kemitza on the mizbeach, and the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, the kohanim are allowed to eat it. And just like we had in the first Mishnah Zvochim, that kol ha-zvochim, shenizvuch shleil lishmon is ksherim, is the same halacha applies by Menachos also. That even though the kemitza was done, shleil lishmon, still ksheris, and lishle onu l'bainu mishum chayva. Chutz, excluding, me mincha schoita, or mincha that a person brings, because he did a special chet, that's mechayivim, or noni, to bring a mincha. Let's say, by the chatoim of Oyla V'Yerid, that a Nashir brings a korban, and the middle one, and then less than that, brings an oif. And less than that, you bring a mincha. So this, let's say, by Shavuos Hedis, by Shavuos Bitoy, by Tumis Migdash Gadeshev. So the person brings a mincha, it's called a minchas chaita, here Shalom Lishmon is possible. And who adin, a minchas kenois. Kenois means a saita. When a saita brings a mincha, also we'll see psukim, that here Shalom Lishmon Pasul makes a psul in the mincha. And the Mishnah says by these two menachos, minchas choita, minchas kenois, shekmotzon shloi lishmon, the kohen that made the kmitza, if he had in mind the wrong type of a mincha, he's bringing a minchas choita, and instead he had a mind for minchas nadova, or minchas kenois, he has a mind for minchas nadova, or else, nosam akli, the next avoyde after you make the kmitza, you have to take what's in your hand in the kmitza and put it into a kli shoras. That's like a kabbalas hadam. Here you make a kabbalas of the kmitza. That's next avoida. So let's say the kohen put the kmitza into a kli shalom lishmon, or else for hiluch. The next avoida is you have to carry this kli towards the mizbeach, just like there's halachas hadam. There's also halachas hakmitza. So the walking with it, or else for ikter. The last avoida is then you burn it. The kohen has to burn the kemitza. So if he does any one of these four avoidas, shalom lishmon, that makes the mincha possible. Or else, oy lishmon, v'shalom lishmon. Even if he has in mind to do it lishmon, l'shem minchas chayta, but he also has in mind to do it l'shem minchas nedavram, that also makes a psul. Or else the opposite way, oy shalom lishmon, ulishmon, if first he had in mind to do it for something else, and then he ended up with the right machshava, still the lacher is in these cases, psulais. That these two menachos, the minchas chayta and the minchas kenois, the minchas posel shlal lishmon. Now the Mishnah explains, ketzad lishmon v'shlal lishmon, what's considered the case that you made it lishmon and also shlal lishmon? That means l'shem minchas chayta. You bring in a minchas chayta now, and you start off the kemitza, you have in mind to do it l'shem minchas chayta. But then right in the middle of the kemitza, you also think, or l'shem minchas nedava. So since you also have the minchas nedava, that machshava, which is a machshava shlo lishmo, that puzzles the mincha. Or else the opposite way. Oy shlo lishmon, u lishmon, first you had in mind the means l'shem minchas nadova, first you had in mind to make this kemitza l'shem minchas nadova, and then at the end of the kemitza, you changed your mind and figured, u l'shem minchas chayta. So, in all these cases, these two menachos are puzzle. Now, the Gemara says, lomali lemisno, Elo, what does the Mishnah have to say? Like, kol hamnachas nikvah shalom lishmon is ksheiris. Elo, what's the word Elo doing here? Elo shalom lebailam. So the Gemara will listen it, let the Mishnah say it straight. V'loy olu l'bayin l'shum chayva. That kol ha-menachas nikas v'shlon l'shmon is k'sheris. They should have said, v'loy olu l'bayin l'shum chayva. What's the extra lashon of el l'shle olu l'bayin? Just should have said, v'loy olu l'bayin. So where it says, the extra word is teaching us, ho k'mashlon. Here the Mishnah come to teach us that l'bayin hu d'loy olu. That true, the bayin they're not mekayim v'chayv. They're neder. They made a neder to bring a minchas marcheshes, and the Kohen had a mind to bring the l'shem minchas machavas, so he's not mekayim his neder. That all the bayin mishum chayva. But our koponim ho mincha gufak shera. But the mincha itself is a kosher mincha, like we say. You have to still burn the kemitza and the shrine, the concrete. And therefore the chiddush is, v'yosel l'shnuyeh. That after you made the wrong machshava b'shas the kemitza, don't think now that b'shas halacha or b'shas kabbal you're allowed to also. But no, just the fact you made one wrong machshava, that does not give you a heter to make a second wrong machshava. And therefore the chiddush is, v'yosel l'shnuyeh, that you're not allowed to have another wrong machshava. That's lashon of elo. It's like, you should not have this machshava again. And the Indian is, kidirov, like Rava says. The Yama Rava Rava says that Oilo Sheshachato Shalai Lishmo a Korban Oilo. That the Kohen made the Shechita Shalai Lishmo, the Locher is also Lizor Dama Shalai Lishmo. Still, it's also later B'Shastas Rika to do that Shalai Lishmo. That even though you made the Shechita Shalai Lishmo, Slamait said this Korban Oilo is an Olu Labailo Mishum Chayva, he's not Mekayim his Neder, he'll have to bring another Korban, but our Korponim Rava's Chiddush is that it's still called the Korban Oilo. And you're not allowed to change it again, have another wrong machshava. It's another Aveira. And the Mor says, how does Rava know this? The boy is saying, if you want, Svara, I can tell you Stam, it's a Svara. And the boy is saying, if you want, Kru, I can tell you there's a Gzeras HaKosef here. The boy is saying, Mr. Svara, if you want, I can tell you there's a Svara over here. Why? The Svara is, Mishum de Mishani bo Kolhani, Lishni bo Venezel. Just because the person made one wrong machshava, does that give him the right to do the Aveira a second time? Lamais is still a Korban Oilo. The fact you had the wrong machshava does not change the Kedusha. It's still a Korban Oilo. So Avada, the Svar is that even though you made a mistake, B'shash Shechita, you had the wrong machshava, that's not meant to you to have the wrong machshava again, B'shash Rika. That's a Svarah. V'yiboy Yiseima, another Peshat I could tell you is Kro, Heldash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, Moit says Vasecha Tishmor, what comes out of your mouth, you have to watch. V'yosisa kasher nodarta, and be careful to do the way you made your neder, la'ashem ulakecha to Hashem, nedava. The pasuk ends off that it's a nedava. The question is, nedava? Is this called a nedava here? Nederu. The pasuk starts off saying, moitza sechadish, mozisa kasher nodarta. A neder means if you say, haray alai, it's a chayv upon you to bring it. Nedava means just haray zu, this is it. If it gets lost, you don't have to bring another one. So the pasuk starts off saying we're talking about a neder, so how come it ends off with a nedava? So if a rabbi doubts in the pasuk like this, that korilei neder v'korilei nedava, enichnami, the same korbin, you could have both dinim. Really, it started out as a neder, but it could end up being like a nedava. What does that mean to say? Ela im kamoi. That's the question. A korilei neder v'korilei nedava, what is it? Is it a neder or is it a nedava? Ela, the pshat in the pasuk is like this. If this korban erla is brought the way you made the neder, the kan and did the avodah l'shem a korban erla, so yehi neder. And if not, then you mekayim a neder with this korban, you will not have to bring another one. But v'yim lav, let's say the kohen made a shino kodesh, he made something wrong, b'shas he brought this oilam, so therefore you're not yotza yechayv anymore. V'yim lav yehi nedava, but our korban of the korban remains like a nedava. Meaning it's still a Korban Oilo. You still have to bring it. It still has Kedushas Oilo on it. Even though you're not Mekayim, you're Neder, but our Korponim, it's a regular, like a Nedava. And therefore the Svara goes, O Nedava, Mishar, L'shnuya Bo. Let's say bring a Korban Oilo for a Nedava. So it's a Korban Oilo. Havad is an Aveira, you're not allowed to think to bring in the Shem another Korban. Havad is a Bia Machshava, Shtar L'shmo. That's Rabbi Svara here also. And that's what our Mishnah Misha teach us. So by Menachos also the same Svara. Even though the Kohen had the wrong Machshava, B'Shas Kemitza, he does not have the right, again, to make that wrong Machshava, B'Shas the next three Avodis. Of Kabbalah Halacha and Aktara. Now the Gemara says, Leim Melechur, let's say, Mafnis and Loik Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah that says that are called upon them by these two minochis, a minchas choit and a minchas kenois, shalei l'shmo, is a psul, so who, that's not like Rabbi Shimon. Because the Tanya, we learn like this, Rabbi Shimon says, kol ha-minochis, all the minochis, Rashi says, v'afilu minchas choit, even the minchas choit, shenik mitzu shalei l'shmon, that b'shas pekoin was doing the kemitza, taking the handful of the flour and oil out. He had a mind shalom lishmo to do with the shem another mincha, still ksheris. According to Rabbi Shimon, the mincha is still kosher. And the olu l'bailu l'mashum chayva, that also yimakayim yichayv. So because Rabbi Shimon is arguing both parts of our Mishnah, in the Reisha and the Seifa, in the Reisha by Shar Menachis, that our Mishnah says true with kosher, but the Mishnah says, if you do the shalom lishmo, it's not olu l'bailu l'mashum chayva. And here Rabbi Shimon holds yes, that if you bring a minchas machavas, the shame of minchas macheshes, still the mincha is kosher and it's all about the mishum chayva. And then what did my minchas chayt also? If you have shlo lishmo, according to Rabbi Shimon, the machshav of shlo lishmo is not absolved by a mincha. And what's Rabbi Shimon's reason? He says, shein ha-menochois doimus lezvochim, because the mincha is not like a korban, not like a zevach. Shehakoymet machavas lishum macheshes, let's say really it's a minchas machavas. We say again, a machabas is like a frying pin. It's supposed to be in a frying pin without a cover on top. That's the way you plan to make your mincha. And now B'shas HaKohen is making the kemitza. He had a mind to do with the Shema Macheshes, which is a deeper type of a pot, that it gets harder there. So if you have this machshava, B'Shimon says, this machshava means nothing. You know why? Ma'aseo machichen oleho. That l'maisa, we see clearly what you're doing. L'maisa, you have a machabas here. So since you have a machabas, the machshava that you have in mind to do with the Shema Macheshes is like bottle. It means nothing. According to Rabbi Shimon, if we see that your actions are not the way you're thinking, so your thoughts mean nothing. It's called the machshava b'teila. It doesn't do anything, that machshava. The machshava is not possible. That's what more means to say, that machavas l'shum macheshes, ma'iseo machichin oleh l'shum machavas. The ma'iseo, clearly action, clearly shows us that you are bringing a machavas. Therefore, your machshava means nothing. Let's say another case. Let's say chareva lishum balula. You bring in a mincha chareva, mincha kenoi, that has no oil inside it, and you have a mind to do with the shem mincha that does have oil. So also that machshav is bottle means nothing, because ma'aseh mechichin aleha. Your actions, we see right now what you're doing. That according to your actions, we see clearly you are bringing a mincha chareva. You're not bringing shemen here. Therefore, that machshav means nothing. What's going to be in mechichin aleha lishum chareva? That your action showing us clearly that you are bringing a mincha chareva, dried out mincha. Therefore, B'Shimon holds by menachis, since your actions show us clearly what you're doing, your machshava means nothing. Avol, but the zvochim, by mesecht zvochim, there B'Shimon agrees. Einokain, there by zvicha, by karbonis is different, because shchita achas lekulam, whether you're shechting a korban oilo, or whether you're shechting a korban chatis, is the same type of a shchita. So if you're making a korban oilo, and you have a mind to do with the Shema Chatis, there the Machshava means something. We do not see you bringing an Eilah. Maybe you're really bringing the Chatis. There the Machshava does something, so by a Korban Eilah it makes it that the owner is not Mechaim is Chayiv. And by a Korban Chatis it makes it that it's even possible. The same thing, Zrika Achas Lekulim. There's one Zrika for all the Kabbalas. The Kabbalah Achas Lekulim is one Maisa Kabbalah Saddam. Therefore, Bishas the Kabbalas, there it's not Nika for which Korban you're bringing it. So by Zvachim, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the first mission in Zvachim that there is a Psul Shmoy L'Shmo. Either Le'ol L'Bailim, or it's really possible. Only by Menachas, here is Svar is, Ma'iseh Mechichin Aleher, that's not being a Shinui, that your Ma'iseh is Luchach, you're talking doing the way you're supposed to. Therefore, the Machshavah is not possible. Svar says, let's see. Honich L'Ravash, this is good according to Ravashi's Teretz. The Yomar, that later we're going to ask the Steve and Rabbi Shimon, that one place of Shimon says there is a psul shleil l'shmo by Menachis. So Ravashi answers the theory by saying, "Hanich Ravashi diyama kan b'koymes machavas l'shum macheshes, kan b'koymes minchas machavas l'shum minchas macheshes." That when does Rav Shimon say it's kosher? If you say that b'koymes machavas, you're doing a kmitz on a machavas, you say you have a mind to do l'shem macheshes, that means nothing. But when you mention the name of a mincha, kan b'koydas minchas machvas, if you say the name of a minchas machvas, and then you have in mind to do it l'shem a minchas macheshes, that pasul, then the machshava does pasul. So according to Rashi's teretz, then masnis now mishnah that says it is pasul, or it's the onu l'banu mishum choyvom, if it is even according to Rabbi Shimon, that they masnis in mincha l'shem minchahi, that the mishnah is talking about when you say the word mincha l'shem another mincha, that there Rabbi Shimon agrees there would be a pasul machshava. And Rashi says like it has viz, if you don't mention the name of a mincha, you just say the name of the kli you're using, the machlas or macheshes, that's divrei ruach b'yamas, that's nothing, doesn't mean anything, because the mice will see which kli you're using. But once you use the name of the mincha, then you can say the Shimon agrees that since you're using the shame of the mincha, so if you change the shame of the mincha, the shame another shame, that's also psul of shinu kodesh. So we'll see later on. So according to Rav Ashi, you can answer Mishnah good. But Elo l'Rabba v'Rova, according to Rabba v'Rova, Michael Amen, what could you say? Michael Amen, what can you say? They give different rutsim according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to them, by Shinu Kedish, it is not passable by a mincha. So the Chura Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. So it says the Chitim, maybe you want to answer me? Could it call me Shani Rabba? Maybe we'll use Rabba's teretz. And Rabba says, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that can be Shinu Kedish, can be Shinu Bailim. And maybe when does Rabbi Shimon say there's no psul machshava? That's by Shinu Kodesh. But by Shinu Bailim, there it's not nik who the owner is. So if you have a mind to bring it for a different owner, that does make a soul. So Morris says that can't be good else. Or Masnissan Shinu Kodeshu. But our Mishnah clearly is talking about Shinu Kodesh. And still it says it's possible. And it's still it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Diktonikus, our Mishnah says clearly, Kate said, what's the example of Lishmon Mishnah Lishmon? Lishum Minchas Chaito, or Lishum Minchas Nadava? That's called a case of Shle Lishmo. So see clearly, it's a Shinu Kodesh. And still our Mishnah says that it's possible. So according to Rabbi's Teretz, it doesn't come out good. And Vinami, even if you want to use Kedekor Mishani Rava, like Rava gives a Teretz later and says, Kan Bekoimitz Minchas Mincha L'Shem Mincha, Kan Bekoimitz Mincha L'Shem Zevach. That maybe if he makes the Kemitza L'Shem another Korbin, that's what's possible. Nevertheless, the Grashi says, when does the Shimon say it's kosher? Only if you have in mind one mincha, l'shem another mincha. And Rashi says, Mishum Nesikos, the Pasuk says, V'zoiz Teros HaMincha, means Terach of the Chol HaMenachas. So that's why the Shimon says there's no psul machshava by a mincha. But if you do a mincha, l'shem a korbin, then it would be possible. L'shem a zevach, then it would be possible. So Mora says also that would not fit in our Mishnah. Our Mastif now Mishnah though is mincha l'shem minchi. Our Mishnah Omer HaMincha l'shem mincha. Tiktali, because our Mishnah says clearly, what's the case of Shmo l'shmon l'shmon? L'shem minchas nadova, l'shem minchas chayta. So Kitza Mishnah cannot come out according to Rabbi Shimon. Elo l'rabba v'rova, machvata masnissan like Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi and Rova, learns Pshan Rabbi Shimon, that by all menachis, shalei l'shmon is kshero, and olu l'baylo mishum chayva, tenech nami, it comes out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, v'rov mid Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon. Let me throw a question on Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya will not like this, the Gemara in Zvachim. Rabbi Shimon says, Kodshei Kedoshim hi, Kechatis Ukoshim. It says that a Mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. The Pasuk says it's Kechatis Ukoshim. Rashi says the Mincha Ksiv, V'korilei Chatis V'yoshim. So Rabbi Shimon explains that Yesh Mihem Kechatis, V'yesh mehem kiyoshim. Certain minchas have a loch like a chatis, and certain menochas have a loch like an oshim. What does that mean to say? That minchas choyta, a mincha that a choyta brings, a mincha that a choyta again, he did less of tumas midgish gadoisha, or shvuas bitoy, that he has to bring a mincha, so his mincha reik a chatis, has the same loch like a korban chatis. Lefika, what does it mean to say, therefore, kom sa shlo lishmo psula. If the Kohen B'Shasi makes the Kemitza as in mind to do this Mincha L'Shem another Mincha, the Mincha becomes Tzula, like a Chatas, like a Korban Chatas. What about Minchas Nedova? First and stop brings a regular Minchas Nedova, he brings by himself. Then the locker is, Harei Koshim, that Mincha is like a Korban Oshim. Lefikach, therefore, comes to Shlo L'Shma, if you make a Kemitza Shlo L'Shma, Yishino K'sheira. Still the Kemitza, the Mincha is Kosher. Ukoshim, but how's the loch like a korban oshim? What does that mean to say? Ma oshim kosher. V'yeinim aratzim. Just as the Tanakam in the first Mishnah in Zvachim holds, that Oshem has a lach like Shar Kabonis, that Shalali Shimo is kosher, you could bring the avoidis, you could burn the meat, you could eat the meat. But La'ol L'Bayim L'Shem Chayvam, the owner has to bring another korban, is Ve'ayna Maratza, is that Minchas Nedov, the same thing, and Minchas Nedov is the same thing, Kishero, L'mayist, even though the Kain made a Shinuk Kaidish here, he had a mind another Mincha, still the lacher is the Minchas Kishero, and he could bring it, and he could burn the Kamitza, and eat the Shirayim, Shios Ve'ayna Maratza, that the owner does not have his Kapara, does not have his Ritzui, he has to bring another one. Zchur is a Stira, he is the Reb Shimon holds, that even by a Mincha, also there's a psul of Shlal Lishmo, or the Olo Bailam. So it's not like the Shimon says before, that Kol HaMenochois, Shenikma Shlal Lishmon, is Ksheiros. So it's a Stira in Rabbi Shimon. So now we're going to have three truths among the Stira that we wrote down before. So first, Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Lekash, I say there's no Stira. Kan Bishinu Kodesh, Kan Bishinu Bailam. That when does the Shimon say it's kosher? That's like we said, the Svara by Shinu Kodesh. That the Maaseh is Mechichon Aleo, that this is a Minchas Machavas, it's not a Macheshes. So then the Machshava means nothing. But by Shino Bailam, you have in mind the wrong owner, there it's not Nikwa, we do not know who the right owner is. So there Rabbi Shimon agrees, there would be a Psul of Shino Bailam by Menachis. Omula Yabaya, vices back to Rabino, Michti, let's see, Machshava de Poser Achmono. That the Torah says there's a Psul Machshava by Kabonis or by Menachis. That there are two psulim. There's a psul shino kodesh and shino bailim. Is hekeshi? It's hekesh one to the other. If so, Abai holds mali shino kodesh, mali shino bailim. What should be the difference? That if you hold there's a shino, there's a psul shino bailim by menachis, who then also has to be a psul shino kodesh. They both have the same halachis. So this omalei, Rabbi says back, no, myself my chichen, the kamer Reb Shimon svarhi. I tell you. That the Rebbe Shimon says a svara that by the machshavis of Shino Kodesh, the Maaseh machichin, we can tell by the Maisa that it's wrong. That's not called the machshavim. Rebbe Shimon says them in a svara. It's not exeris the kosev. And Echnam even though the pasuk lemaisa, there's a hekish that there are two psulim. There's a psul of Shino Kodesh. There's a psul of Shino Bailim. But the Rebbe Shimon holds in a svara that there's a difference that by Menachis. Since the machshav itself is nikur, we can tell clearly it's posel, like a checker, because right now you are bringing a minchas machavas. So even though you have a mind to bring a minchas machashas, that's a Shimon svara to say that the machshava, which nikur, that it's posel, does not make a psul. The Mora says the Rabbi Shimon doros time of the crow, because Rabbi Shimon always hears the shit that holds, we could dash and we could say a reasoning in the time of the crow. And machshava le minkura posel rachmona. Which machshav is postal? It's not minkara. We can't tell right now that it's a postal to Shechem. By Ashino Bailim, we can't tell exactly who the owner is right now. So the other machshav apostles. But machshav the minkara, but by mincha, where you say clearly Shechem, where you say you want to bring this to machavas, the shame of macheshes, here v'shimen holds minat svarom, lay postal rachman of the Torah did not say that it's postal. So the kid said, this is the svara, this is the first answer we have in the stira of Rabbi Shimon, this is the way Rabbi answers the stira. Now in brackets we have the simin, all the shawls going to bring down now, that oila, molak, umitzoi, chatesoi, kotshe gadoshim, kotshem kal, kusunzi. Mar is now, if so, that's the svara of Rabbi Shimon, ela meyat, if so, oila so'if, shel molko lamalo, mishum chatesoi. Let's say the Kohen was bringing an oil asayif, that oil asayif is supposed to do lamala, and he made the malika lamala. He made the malika tak on top of the chut asik, on top of the mizbeach. And he had a mind there, mishum chat asayif. He had a mind to do it, mishum chat asayif. So chur tashinu kodesh, so lachur is that it's kosher, but l'olu l'bailim. The bailim has no kapor from this korban. The question is why? According to Rishim and Tirtza, such a Oif should be kosher, should be even maratza. Maiseh machichon aleo. The early soifi, its maiseh tells us clearly that this oif, the maiseh, is an early soif. There can't be a chata soif. Why? The chata soif, because if it was really a chata soif, the way your machshav is right now, if so then, lamate have a yavid law. You should have done it on the bottom. A chata soif, the maiseh is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. But since this is done on the top part, it's clearly machia that it's an oila.
says, so there should not be any psul, it should even be mechap, it should be maratza. Samarian says, no. Oto chatis soif lomala mileitho. Is that true that you can make the malika b'chatis soif on top? Avadi you could. Hamama, we learned before that malika b'chomokam b'mizveach k'shera. That any place on the mizveach, like you could make the malika for chatis soif. You could even do it lomala also. And echanami, lechatchilo lomaisa, we do it lomato. Because right after the malika, we have to make the mitzvah of dazoyas adam, which by a chatis soif is done lomato. But that's only lechatchilo. But enichnami, any place that you make the malika, it's also kosher. So maestro, you could make the malika on a chatis soif lamala. Therefore, that's why the machshav is a psula. If you have an oila soif, and b'shas the malika, the kohen is mechash of the things that he wants to do with l'shem chatis soif, that machshava would make a psul, at least that the light yirtze, would not be maratza for the bailam. We'll have to bring another one, mishum chayva. Now the Gemara is, if so, according to Rabbi Svar Nebi Shimin, or last life, Shemitza Domo Lamalo, L'Shem Chatis Seif Tirtom, if the Kohen B'Shas is doing the Mitzvah Adam, he has the last life, after he made the Malika, and now he's like pressing the oif against the Mizbech Lamalo. If he has in mind then to do it L'Shem Chatis Seif, the Chordia Tirtza, that the Korban should even be Maratza for the owner, should be kosher 100%, according to Rabbi Shimin. Why? Even though you have a shino kaidish, but my seal machichan aleha, your maisa shows clearly the ela saifi, that's an ela saif, since you're making the mitzvah lamal in the top part of the chutzah sikra. Because otherwise, the chate saifi would really only be just the chate saif, if so lamat every yavid law, that the avoid the way to make the mitzvah, or the hazois of the chate saif, that's lamata from the chutzah sikra, not lamala, and that's the kuvra. But since you're making now the mitzui lamal in the top part of the mizbeach, the chutz nika clearly that it's an oif and not a chatis. So if you bring this oilas oif, l'shem a chatis oif, it should be kosher. And really the gnissa should be, like it says in the Nagoyis Tzon Kochim, that l'shem was di chatis oifi, then lamata heavy, it would have been lamata, and the hazor heavy of it law, it would have been hazor. In other words, not that you're pressing the yif itself against the mizbeach, but rather you're spritzing it like a zrika. By a chatis soif, it's azor. You're a little bit far away from the mizbeach, and you're throwing it towards the mizbeach. Whereas an oila soif, your mom is pressing the yif itself against the mizbeach. So, if you're lamala, making a mitzvah, you're pressing the yif against the mizbeach, it's nika clearly that it's an oila soif, and not a chatis soif. So, if so, it should not be a psul machshav at all, it should even be maratza, according to Rabbi Shimon. Samura says, Amri, I'll tell you like this, that no, that still is not maratza, because Dilma may be mitzu de boser hazor, who, maybe what you're doing now on this chatis soif, is you're making a mitzu after the hazor in chnami. By a chatis soif, after you make the mlika, you take the goof, and you make hazor, you like scritch it, on the mizbeach. But after that, then you take the goof itself, and you press it against the mizbeach. You do make a mitzu after the hazor by a chatis soif. The Yamamar we learned before, Mitzu Domo, Vechomokam Bamazvech Shera, that any place you make the Mitzu on the Mizbech, even Lamala from the Chutah Sikra, still is Kshera. In other words, true, by Yechatu Saif, the first part, the Hazor, is supposed to be done on Lamata, on the bottom part of the Chutah Sikra. But after you made the Hazor, then they're supposed to make a Mitzu. Then the leftover down, they press it against the Mizbech. That could be done any place, even Lamala. Therefore, if you're holding with the Oila Saif, and you're Lamala, and you have a mind now, B'Shas, to meet you to do with L'Shem Mechati Saif, it's not like a Machshav, that's a Psul, it's a Machshav, at least we'll make it, by Olam L'Bailam Mishum Chayva, because it could be, it's really a Chati Saif right now. You're making a Mitzvah Lamala, but that's the Loch of a Chati Saif, after you made the Hazor from the Guf, towards the Mizbeach, now you take the Guf, and you press it against the Mizbeach. That Mitzvah is even Kosher Lamala. Therefore, it's possible to think it's the chatis soif. Therefore, the machshava would pasul. It's not called like the maiseni keres according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, still, but chatis soif, still without now, not gimel holding now. Marsha still says, chatis soif, she's a domo lomato, l'shem ole soif, let's say a crane is holding by a chatis soif, and he's making now the hazol domo lomato. after he made the melika, he's holding the goof of the oif, and he's like spritzing the dam towards the mizbeach. And let's say then he has in mind to do it l'shem oilas oif. He has in mind to do this now l'shem oilas oif. So who the kasher is, tirtze, in such a case, the oif should be kosher 100%, it should be maratze. This chatis oif. Why? The maiseh mochichin oleh, the chatis oifi. It's clearly nikur that what type of a korban they're bringing here, a chatis oif, and not an oilas oif. Because the oilas oif, if this would be an oilas oifi, lamala heavy yavid lay. Umitze heavy yavid lay. Two problems. First, it would have been done lamala on the top part of the chutis sikrum, and then also would have been a mitzui. He would have been pressing it against the mizbeach, not spritzing it. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.